Et salut tout le monde.
Yo.
Salut.
Ça va?
Mais oui. Je voulais juste dire à Geoffrey, attends, qui est là en... Ah, ma, tout le monde est là. Ben, I send la phrase que je voulais dire. Voilà. Ouais, vous allez dire. Presque à le lire.
C'était quoi le problème dans le forum?
Le forum?
Ton site là?
Le... Ah oui. I wanted to reply, but I was on a... sur une page qui disait quelque chose de privé.
Parce que je... Oh yes, en anglais. Ouf, I forgot. I have tried with two different IDs. One I registered on the forum site, and one on the main site, of our main site. And I have no problem. It's but I will do that now to see if it works.
Okay, I can try now if you want.
Is everybody registered?
No.
Oh my god.
Just kidding. You want me to go to the wave? I wasn't following. I was doing some converting files, huh? Reggae music.
My god.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Nicola, how is it going, man?
Why it's cracking me, man?
No problem.
Dave, my man.
What's up, bro?
Gonna hit the sack now. Nah, later.
Are we still waiting for someone, or I'll have to log in the wave, huh?
Wait, Roxelli, maybe I think it's here. Wait.
Pecan, is there a problem with your connection? Because I hear you dropping out, I mean, in bits and pieces.
Yes, I think yes. This is our website. Ooh.
I think we, if everybody's ready, I think we can start the meeting.
Yes, but I try to post something to show you problem if there is.
Sorry, Gilles. My only contact here is Jorgi. How do I put you guys in? Because I don't know.
What is the problem?
Do I have to add you guys to the wave or something? I got all the messages. I got your James Dean photo also, Nicola, so in January the 26th. But I with in my contact window there's only Jorgi. Canais.
Nicolas, tu peux traduire, s'il te plaît?
You should check. Wait a minute.
So oblivious, I still have this message.
What is the message
It
exactly?
says,
What is the message exactly?
it's in French. Vous êtes actuellement connecté à l'espace privé de ce site.
And you're trying to do a reply on which topic?
Main forum anglais discussion générale. Main forum English et puis discussion générale. I send you the link.
And you're replying on the meeting agenda or the meeting minutes?
Okay, Dave, did you see? I just pinged you on Wave. You should see a pop-up of some.
Excuse me?
I just talked to you on Wave. There's a pop-up something that should have
Oh
you
yeah, I
appear.
see it. Dave, my man.
That's right.
Now I can reply to you, huh?
You should. Sure.
And maybe now we can translate, Nicolas. So what was Rocksteady's?
Il a besoin de, il ne sait pas comment ajouter. Je sais pas ce qui, c'est quoi le problème en fait. Il n'a pas les gens dans ses contacts.
So Rocksteady, you need our address. Gmail address.
Google Wave.
Do I put it in manage contacts or where do I or in the search line.
Look, I added Jill to this wave where you replied. Now try to add him so you can add him to the wave. And as a matter of fact, did you add me? I'm not in your contacts.
No, man.
So, Jill, it's I click on
main English general discussion, and then
how do I add Jill here? Because Nicola, how do I add Jill? Because I have a light yellow thing with Nicolas Lettismore added Jill Andriansseni.
Drag my face.
I give you the link.
Okay.
Drag your face to where? I don't know.
To the wave in the list in where are the other the faces are.
With the contacts.
That should work too, I think.
It seems that I can't get a thing in the contacts. I have only Jorgi there and that's all. But I think that doesn't matter.
But you can add us. There is something, there is a tool for it.
Okay, it seems that I get it now.
Yeah, haha, good. Bravo. And I already send you my address, the beginning of my address.
Okay, you're all in my contact list now.
Great. Great thing. We stay in touch. But Gilles, do you see my problem?
No, but my computer is hanging. it's crashing.
Can somebody try to reply to a post, please?
On the forum?
On the Tsaigas movement.be. There is already the link on...
Who made this?
Moi.
Well, nice work, Jill.
Thank you.
There's something with your stream. You're coming in pieces.
Okay, so it is me then. I'm currently not at home, so it must be the connection here at the hotel that is not so good, not so fast.
All right.
Hey, Dave, I see you're in my contacts, so logically I should be in yours, right?
Yeah, man, I see you.
James Dean is in the house.
Alrighty then. So what wave do we have to open to together?
Sorry?
What wave do we have to open, or do we just make a new wave file?
For this meeting.
So you don't have any wave?
Yeah, I have waves, but I don't know what we're gonna do today. I have the wave of the 27th of January, edited by Gilles Adrien Seni. Geoffroy Seni. So are we gonna do further with this?
I think we can create a new wave for this meeting specifically.
Oh, that's what I wanted to know, because now the last one is open of TZM at 9:09. I think it's that, huh?
Rocksteady, I don't know which wave you are talking.
The last one with the Brussels Z-Day location in yellow.
Oh, I don't have this wave.
Do the other guys have this?
Yes, it's
That's the last one, huh, Gilles? That's the last one, huh?
It's the meeting minutes from last week.
And are we gonna create a new one, or what's the deal today?
Well, yeah, we should create a new one and work together on the points we're discussing today, which is apparently Google Wave on the first and the fourth point.
The meeting minutes, it was the agenda for this wave, right?
Yes, it was the meeting minutes of last week plus additional agenda points for this meeting, but we're in the current meeting. But yeah, we should start this.
Oh, sorry, but I arrived late, so I didn't catch it all, sorry.
Gilles, what did you say? We should what?
I'll create a new wave for this meeting and add everybody. And if there's anything we're discussing that should be in the wave, any points that we should remember for next time, or to work on. Let's collaborate.
I don't have l'enregistrement of the last time, and I hope I won't. We will stay in touch to have this one.
Okay, guys. So now we open a new one or what?
Now we maybe begin the meeting or what?
That's what I'm saying, and that's why I asked. Maybe we can open a new WAV folder or a window. And I'm not the leader in here, guys. I follow the leader. Follow the leader, leader.
There is no, but wouldn't
yeah, there has to be a coordinator or something.
Exactly, but isn't it an idea to write every? No, it's not a good idea. So, okay, Rocksteady, you're
falling away sometimes, Pico. I don't know what it is.
Aha, so it's not only me then.
No, I think maybe it's the whole TeamSpeak that's wrong.
Yeah, we should create our own server, the Belgium TeamSpeak server.
But never mind, guys. What are we going to do now? Are we going to open a new thing or a new wave?
There's a new one coming.
It takes a while.
But have you seen if you click on Meeting Belgium, we can know write information about the meeting. I mean, we can write the point that we want to talk about.
Yes, we should go over the points if everybody's ready.
Yep.
Yes.
Alrighty. So, let's see. Last week, so we talked about the website takeover. We integrate the forum. We have done all this. I was thinking because we should still find a way to work together in the most. I'll need Google Wave somewhere in between the quickest way of collaborating and the most efficient way to work together with more people. But now that we have the forum, we can use it. We can use Google Wave as a sort of in-between station. Let's say if we work on the meeting minutes today and we have discussed a few topics, we write the meeting minutes down there, which we can all work together because the one who is speaking is clearly not... and does not have the time to write down clearly enough. But once that's done, we can create a new topic in the forum with the definitive version of the meeting minutes of this meeting, for example. I think, well, if it's just a suggestion, I think it would be good to work this way.
Perfect.
No, for me it's not perfect because you are cut and because you are speaking a little bit too much for me to understand what you are speaking of.
Okay, sorry. What I was saying was, we should still keep using Google Wave as an intermediate, a medium in between the mediums, let's say it like that, towards the forum. So let's say that the forum is the most definitive form of information we save. And the Google Wave is always a work in progress, and when it's finished, we put it in the forum.
You managed to put it into the forum, the Google Wave?
No. Just as a, well, maybe someday I could integrate it, but I'm not sure if I will be able to do that. But I mean, in the meanwhile, we can use it as a temporary medium, a medium temporaire.
Pour construire.
I don't need no practice, man. I'm going like a rocket with this wave here, Nicolas.
Okay, it's good. Fine. Jusque here, until here, ever.
Okay, great. So I'm not sure what you guys have been up to this week. Is there anything you would like to mention?
I do. Yeah. Thanks, man, Nicolas. I rock. About translations, maybe you know, I'm not a perfect translator, but maybe I can do the The Peter Joseph lectures in London and in the university part one and part two, because I think Kana, you said that in the Poodle translation that wasn't been done, at least not yet. So professional translator, and but I will try to do my best, and yeah, so I can do this, because I don't know a thing about a PC or programs. I'm a hillbilly boy, folks.
No trouble, you will see it's easy.
Yeah, translating is not so easy, yeah, because I never had an English lesson, but I will try. It's that's the least I can do. So maybe I can help with that, because in computer again, I'm not a hero in it.
Google Translate. Oh no, you use
Yes, yeah, say it. Is she gone or?
No, I'm not gone, but I couldn't pronunciate you use. Ah, voilà, you use.
I don't use
to translate. What do you?
I just use my brain.
Oh wow. Okay.
No, I'm not doing it, but with a translation machine, but because that makes it worse. I tried it, and they shuffle all the words in a round. It's
yes.
It's not good. I seen that you wrote your essay or your how do you say report in French, but and you translated it with a machine, as always. So. it's not very good if you do it with them. So I think we just use common sense, and we use the knowledge English that we have.
Yes, but it's not always enough. Bon, but let's go away. What were we talking about?
Yeah, I was talking about this, huh? So that's one thing I can say, because with programs, I'm sorry guys, I can't help you. I'm not a computer professional. I just can convert music.
We could use that someday maybe.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll make a reggae song about the Zeitgeist movie. That I can do.
Oh yeah, man. Absolutely.
It sounds like a cartoon sound when you do it, Jill.
Zeitgeist. Okay, but no. Sorry, let's be serious for just a second. Let's see. There were a few things I wrote down in the additional agenda points for today. Pecan had a good idea last week to maybe contact the homeless people, because they are they know that what the system does to them. But that gave me also another idea of other victims of the monetary system, and I wrote it down: prostitutes. So yeah, what they're doing is they're perfect slaves to the money. Yeah? They have to give away their body for no money. So I think that's also maybe an entry point of people who understand that their position is they exist in that position because of the money situation. Then there was the next one of the points. Well, does anybody have anything to say on that?
Yeah, how do we approach those people? Because I don't know any homeless, I don't know any prostitutes, I don't know if they will understand what we're saying, but I don't underestimate their intelligence, but how are we gonna deal with it? Because it seems to me it's a lot difficult than it seems.
For the prostitute, I have an idea, guys.
Yes.
But yes, it's a really good question. But maybe we will make a brainstorming for this later, because now we have a lot of things going on, so Voilà, we have to get concentrated of some and not of everything at
I
the same
think
time.
the
It's just
I think the first day we thing we have to do it's like repeating all over, but it's trying to translate all the things that are now on the internet about the Zeitgeist movement and the Venus Project, and that will be a difficult task. But that's it, guys. I impacting the homeless and that's all good, but it's like we say, it's future music. Yeah, it's we have to do things first.
Exactly, we have to give priority to the thing that we doing.
Your connection is not so good, huh?
But I agreed with you.
So, and it's sad to say, but yeah, in a way, the Belgians, yeah, we have three languages, so it's kind of a division already. Because yeah, I can't translate in French. From French, or to French, so yeah, it's we have the thing that Gilles made. It's good, so yeah, that's the first step. It's a good step, and now it's up to all of us. So I think we have to try to make some kind of themes that. If everybody can translate, I don't know if I think the most of us can translate from English to their own native language. So I think we have to divide the work up or something, because when you do a piece of I think a movie of 2 hours and you have to do it all, and it does 12 minutes, or one person does 120 minutes, yeah, it's a whole lot of a difference, and it's quicker, right? It's faster.
Yes, that's an excellent point. I do want to say we have a lot of primary focuses we need to keep on track of, because we have to do a lot of things at the same time. We have the translations that are going on, but don't forget the main focus is still to spread awareness. And these ideas, like contacting homeless people or prostitutes, this is spreading awareness. And those are just suggestions of people who might be more open to those ideas, because they are directly that's what it does, and they will.
Yeah, Jill, it's all good, but do you have enough confidence, and do you have strategy techniques, as I would say, to not to convince them, but to give them the information correctly, because you have to be confident. I'm not that confident to speak like a preacher. It's you have to have a maybe you have to have a, some kind of a learn to have a charisma or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure you really need to convince people. You have to work.
No, no, that's,
like a
that's
suggestion.
Not what I meant.
I see what you're saying. No, there's not really a strategy. It was just an idea, building on the homeless idea.
Yeah, yeah, that's all good. I know, but somebody we have to have somebody who's confident enough and who has you have to have some kind of You have to have enough information, and because what Pure Mind said, I don't know, it's all good. When you don't know things, you say, I don't know, but you have to have an answer to all the questions that come back many times, because people tend to ask the same questions, like what would people do, and you know these things, and you have to have a lot of confidence, and you have to be well informed to answer that.
I don't think you should really focus on those victims, because as you say, they are victims of the system, maybe more than someone else. So they will understand sooner. They don't need sort of to be helped to understand the issues because they face them every day. I think that, you know, if you talk to an homeless and you say, no, you should see that movie, the guy has no computer. I mean,
yes.
It's going to be a pain in the ass. It's going to, and does that person have a big entourage? Does that person know a lot of people so he can spread the word?
I think we'll have to speak, I hate to say it, to the middle class, because I consider myself as a middle class, because I'm not rich, I'm not poor, I'm in between. So I was aware of this problem, and I want to better the world. So the middle class is the greatest, guys. It's not the poor or the rich. It's the middle class who is the biggest audience here. So, and I think when you see the response to the Haiti disaster, people, if people know what's going on in the world, they will help. But the middle class, and they are everywhere.
Yeah, I'm afraid I cannot totally agree, because I fear that it's going to be a bit more complicated, because what I think really is going on with Haiti is that people, the impression I have is that they only feel, it's like they lost their ability to feel by themselves. Not only they do not think by themselves, but it's like you have to say on television that someone suffers for them to consider that idea. So I don't know if it's that simple. It's just the fact of knowing. I think it's more perverse what's going on.
Well, I wanted to say, you Nicolas, that a homeless is really stupid to tell him to see a movie. He don't even have a toit au-dessus de la tête. So, but you can speak to him about the Taigat spirit, about the new generation, about what you want, but don't speak him about movies. This is really a stupid idea.
It all begins with showing the Zeitgeist addendum, I think, because it's rational and it's emotional, and I see nothing wrong with that. But as I said, I don't know if you have to know people without many tools, like the homeless. They are just, if you tell these things to these people with the tools that they have, that they learned, they're just gonna get angry and aggressive, maybe. I don't want to generalize, but yeah,
that's
we have to. Excuse me.
Everybody has the same risk is running for not only the homeless.
Yeah, well, sorry, but I really don't think that idea is very serious. And even if that person is very receptive, and if he decides to be very active, would you in all honesty be very receptive what a homeless person would come in and talk to you about? That person, you know, I think to be to have some kind of a credibility, you have to be someone who has something, sort of in this system, who has something. And then it's that position that allows you to say, look, you think I have something, but for me, this is worthless, and I want more, I want better for everyone. Someone who has nothing, of course you will want more. So you're not on the same, you cannot, I don't think you can reach people that way, because they have to feel that they are like you, you are just like them, but you want more. You see, you know what I mean?
No.
Oh, wait, but I think I understand. It's not the goal is not to find someone who will magically be able to convince a lot more people. I think our goal is just to if it's even to convince one person that he knows, that he is aware that there is a different kind of system we should go to, or we could go to, or what is wrong with this system. That's enough. We have reached this person. If this person can reach other persons, that's okay, that's good, that's great. But that's it's one of the goals we should have, but we should not stop. We have a target audience like those homeless people or prostitutes who know that what the system did to them. They will accept what we're saying much more faster. And who knows, maybe they're not really homeless and they are doubling as homeless people. You never know.
Another thing, Gilles, do you have you sent emails to the youth houses?
Not yet. I'm still compiling the list of the email list of all the youth houses in Flanders, but on the forum on www.desaiguesmovement.be's, I have posted the two emails I have created. So if someone has any suggestions on how to make it better, or to translate it into another language, it's there, so we can work on it.
And where is it, Gilles?
On our new forum. You didn't hear
it? Okay, wait.
While we are speaking about the Jugendhaus, I have the list for Belgium, and I just wait the mail to.
It's on the forum, speaker. The Dutch version is on the forums.
You mean on the Zeitgeist Movement BE?
Yes, it's our new central hub.
Yeah, I'm sorry, and guys, but.
And Gilles, do you think it's an idea to put on the forum all the address that we and who we want to contact, so we can maybe write next to it, done. Answered, no answered, or whatever.
Ah, yes, that's a good idea.
Great.
Did you try to create a new topic, maybe under the youth houses topic, inside the Z-Day forum?
I just tried at this meeting. I just tried for this meeting to answer, and voila.
You get an error message on the reply, but did you try a new topic? New?
No, I...
Gilles, on the forum, the mail that you made, you are saying the films with an S. So you mean that also Zeitgeist, the movie, you want to, how do you say, recommend that?
I think the first line is just a general question. If they already know something about Zeitgeist, let's say they have seen the first movie and they reply to my first mail and they say, yes, I have seen the first one, I did not see Addendum, then I will say, please see Addendum, it is very different. I will suggest them to see the second one, because the first one is too much based on conspiracies, and that's not the way the movement wants. That's not the direction the movement wants to go.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I hope that they see the Zeitgeist Addendum movie. Then I think that's the link also.
Yeah, that's the one.
Good work, my man.
Thanks.
Well, it's breezy, and I think it's written in. A kind of language that the youths will like. So I can't do it better, as in cannot.
I challenge you. No, thank you for that. Yes, I am trying to keep it light.
Say, Gilles, and do I have to help you find some youth houses? Do you look in start.be?
Yes, I have already a list. I don't have it with me here, but I do have it with me. It's on my Gmail account. I will create a new topic with the email addresses I already have at the moment.
But have you found them with the start.be, youthhouse.start.be?
Yes.
Oh, that's good, because when I did that a few years ago, I also did it with that site.
And Pekan, how did you get the list of the Wallonian or the French-Belgium youth houses? How did you do it?
Nicolas, tu pourras traduire s'il faut. Non, il faudra. J'ai tapé Fédération des maisons de jeunes en Belgique et je suis tombé sur le truc de Wallonie.
And you have found all the email addresses at one place like that, or did you have to click through the websites to find it, like we did?
No, I had everything under my...
Under mine? That was the last thing I heard.
Pardon?
C'était la dernière chose que j'avais entendue, under my, et après t'as coupé.
I had everything under my eyes. The mail, telephone, fax, website, name, address, voilà. But it was only in pour la Wallonie.
Oh, that's so very lucky. How many youth houses have you found this way about?
More than 100, but Gilles, try with the word Fédération. Try it on.
Okay, I'll try.
Fédération of Jugendhuis, et puis voilà, maybe you will have what you want. But Gilles, we have to talk about the website.
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, the website. Well, sorry, I'm sorry if it's too critique, but that's not the idea. It's just the idea is that you are a kind of magician, and voilà, I don't know all the time what you are doing for a website. Oui, j'ai compris que c'était de la mayonnaise. Ok, bah écoute, Nicolas, tu peux leur dire qu'en fait, créer un site, c'est un peu magicien, donc... Je vois pas toujours tout ce que ça implique et les efforts, et donc voilà, pardon d'avance si je heurte.
C'est pas grave, go ahead.
Merci Gilles. So, the first one is that it looks too much like the zeitgeist.com. Voilà.
It has to be.
Not really, you have to... for me, you have to show that you are... That you are you have to integrate an identity, but you have to do it on your own. Voilà, exactly.
Okay, I'll explain to you a bit the process. Okay, so a few weeks ago on the Zeitgeist Movement Google Groups, there was somebody that suggested to use Drupal. I will write it in the forums. Everybody knows Joomla.
Everybody.
Okay, so those two things are site management systems. They help you create central sites like the Zeitgeist Movement in an easy way. It should be an easy way. The main website uses Joomla. And this is what the Zeitgeist Movement promotes, and they suggest to use this. When you check out, I don't remember the link, but on the main site, they have a package for Joomla, and you just install it on the web server, you start it, and everything is like the same, like the main site, and you just have to change the names here and there. But that takes also some time to personalize it to your chapter, and that's only changing names and changing links and forums. Now, what I was talking about is Drupal. A few weeks ago, someone mentioned this on the Zeitgeist Movement groups, because Drupal, it could be a bit better than Joomla, than using Joomla, but I had some problems with Drupal. It worked okay the first day or first hours. It was okay. I was trying to configure it, but the problem with Drupal is there is no template. I hope you understand that. There is no template for Drupal for the Zygos mode. There is one for Joomla. So for when you're working with Drupal, you have to start from scratch with a drive. But then at a certain point, I wanted to integrate forum. Now those systems like Drupal and Joomla, they have forums available, but they are not good enough. What we're using now is PHP BB. That's a bulletin message kind of thing. The forum we're using. That's the name of the system. So Drupal and Joomla both offer a forum system, but that's also not good enough. So I'm using PHP BB. That's a forum system which has a lot of options and yes, you can do a lot of things with it, and it's one of the best forum system we can use. But integrating this into Drupal or in Joomla is not always easy. There's always some kind of problem. So what was I seeing again? Yes, so at first with Drupal, I had a lot of problems with that, and I'm not able to install Drupal anymore. I did something, I'm not sure what. But I didn't want to lose a lot of time, so what I did is go back to the main site of the zeitgeistmovement.com, and I used the Kickstart pack. So that's the Joomla Kickstart pack, and it's a template for Joomla, and it creates a website like the zeitgeistmovement.com, but then for your chapter, and you just have to configure it. So that is what I did, but I will personalize it more. I'm already happy that it works, and that we have a few personalized messages in there. But yes, it will change. It will change more.
Nice job, okay. Jill.
Oui, nice job, and thank you for the.
I hope you understand, because it's complicated to explain.
Whatever. Even in French, I wouldn't really understand what you mean, because it's like Chinese for me. This informatic stuff, but yes, thank you for what you have done. We have now a tool, a window to the other, so we can work. We can try to do something together. Now for the forum, we have to see what we put in and all this. We have to make it turn it round and move.
Yes, and don't forget what you see now is very basic. So. This will change over the course of the weeks that will come, or the days. I'm not sure if I will have a lot of time to work on it, but it will change. I will try to make it look better, to make it feel more usable, because yes, it's too much like the main site, and I am not someone that likes the main site a lot. But it was a solution, and it works for now, but I will change it. But if there's any suggestions, if you had something there, or a link, or some information, please tell me. I will try to work on that. I will also I already created a special group for people that can add articles to the main site. So if there's when you look at the main site, you have welcome, blah blah blah. Please bear with us while we're building the site or something, and then you have the contact with the TeamSpeak links and everything. You can add messages there, main messages on the main page. I'm working on creating a special groups. I have a special group for this, but I'm looking how we can assign the correct permissions for this to everyone, or to not to everyone, but to certain persons. And I don't want to be selective on this.
But we should maybe. One time speak all together about the website and how to interact together, the website and we together, how we can create something that's turned around. It would be great. I think today it would take too much time, but we maybe should have a meeting for the...
Sorry, I did not catch that. Have a meeting for what?
Meeting for what?
Sorry, for the website, just for the website, to talk about the website.
Okay, we could do that.
Nicolas?
Yeah?
Do you mind having to have a meeting to talk about the website and how we can act together to create.
I don't understand. Have a meeting when?
I don't know, this week or next week, I don't know. This week, maybe.
Maybe let's wait a little on the meeting, because I myself I'm not well, it's not finished yet, you know, there's a lot of work to do still. I will try to accomplish the goals I have set already, and maybe once we're there we can work on creating it better for everyone, because for now, yeah, there's a lot of things that still needs to be done. Maybe it's best to first reach that goal before we move further. Well, I'm not sure. That's what I think.
Just take it easy, and you're doing a fine job, man. I appreciate it. And obviously, you heard all the radio addresses, and I appreciate it also, because it gives precious information about how it should be. We are one. Personalizing, it's like we can't personalize it. It's not like or a house. Huh? It's a zeitgeist movement. We have to act as one.
Unity.
So, Gilles, it's very good, man. I applaud you, man.
Thank you.
I do it too. There must be a misunderstanding. Whatever, but okay.
No, I understand you too, Pika. I know. I want to change it a little too. I don't want to have exactly the same look, but for now, I didn't have any choice, and it's the more something up fast and working, and something for now.
And that you have done, and a big merci. We now have a tool, and voila, this is really great for us. But I was talking about the forum, Rocksteady, to create something for the forum, to make that an interaction. But while we are speaking about website, I think I don't especially want to speak about Geraldine, but there might be a problem. Have you seen her last report?
No.
It means that she also go on with her website. So I'm afraid she tried to divise nous diviser inside the group, the Belgian chapter. Voilà, that's what I wanted to say.
That's not true. I spoke with Geraldine. And she's willing to unite the both Belgian websites to make maybe like we talked about this with Yorgi, and to make maybe a Belgian page that redirects through to the Flemish and the French speaking side of the two websites. So that's what we should be doing, you know, have a one common place with one URL, and then two different sites to address specific issues concerning the people interested.
I'm not so. I don't agree with. I see it differently. It's even though there's a main website, if you go create links to different websites, it's not unity anymore, it's division, eh? And certainly if it's a .fr site, I mean, you know, with the website I created, it was to really try to get people to unify, and there's a main forum in English because it's the let's say the unified language which we could all be communicating in, and because this is one country, we need to be together. Even if you know, the forum also has different languages, and there will be translations for that too soon. But there's one place where we can communicate even in different languages and in the same language, and we need to stay together because it's one country, it's a little country, we should stay together on the same side.
If you still divide, you make like the politician now, you do exactly the same.
Bruxelles à la ville pour de...
Yeah, but you have to know what your objective is, and we're in Belgium, and either you're gonna do it in English, or you're gonna do it in French, or you're gonna do it in Flemish. Now, if you want to do a bilingual site, which I would be pro, I would go for that. But if you think you want to be united and make it in English, then it's pretty pointless. What I'm saying is that a specific website can address specific issues, and that if something happens in Wallonia, well, on the Wallonia side, you can talk about that. Now, this is all it takes. It's language. Yes, we're a small country, but we have many different languages.
Nicolas, did you go on our website?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that it's translate. I see by the post from from Gilles, he wrote it on English, but it's translated in French, Mozilla, and I think it will be exactly the same with Dutch. No,
I don't really see the point of having our French talking Belgium people getting on the French website, because it's still a French website, no?
You see it like this. Wait. No, you know the FR website is just there for us to create. When we have our own wings, we can fly by ourselves. But there is a link to say, hey, in Belgium there is also a web. Hey, look, in Canada too. In, I don't know, in Guyane also. Do you see what I mean? Hi, Peter. FR francophone.
Okay, so it's everybody from Belgium who talks French is on that site then already. But I'm going to the forum. I'm going to the forum. Well, there's some activity, but not much activity. I'm not sure how old the website is. Yes?
2 days. 3.
Oh, the website is new also, the forum.
Yes. It's a Kanznoya brand.
Okay. Well, instead of starting there, they should start on the .be website. Why are they working there? I don't want to say that my website is better. No, my should change also, but it's my opinion that we should be on the desigasmovement.be. It's logical for me to be on that, even if you speak French or German or English.
Yes, but it's a whole history. we meet us on a website, Monde en Éveil, and we grew up together, and voila, I am there and I'm here also. See? Voila.
That's great. Hi, Canis.
Hi.
Yo, mommy.
Okay, so we were discussing the website. Have you seen the new website, Canis?
Your microphone doesn't work.
Cannot hear.
We're pretending like we're not hearing him, but actually he's talking. So Picard, you're saying, if I understand correctly, that we should just continue with what we have and hope that they will come to us. Is that what you're saying? Okay, all right.
Look, I don't want to misunderstand, Gilles. I think the work you did on the website is great, and I really like it because you were more you respected some kind of a graphical cohesion with the main website, and that to me is very important because I think that what the website should translate is that wherever you go on any website, you know immediately you're on the Zeitgeist Movement website. And that is important. That means, that tells something about us. That tells that we are united. And I'm sorry, but I think the French website is very nice. It looks very nice, very light, very shiny, very modern. But I don't feel like I'm on a website of the Zeitgeist Movement. And that, to me, is a problem. So, congrats to you, Gilles. That's what I meant. I don't want to sound like there's a problem between you and me, because obviously there's none.
Oh, you're gonna have problems with me. No, okay. But what you were saying before, you wanted to still have a link from our website to their website. Is that what you mean?
Their website.
From let's say someone goes to the .be site, should there be a link to their site for the French people, for the French talking people?
No, that's not what I said.
Okay, then I completely misunderstood. Sorry. Completely misunderstood.
But I also mean that on our website we should put a link to the Dutch speaker, to the German speaker also.
Ah, yes, I will do this. There's a separate module for this, but I'm not sure how much we will need to translate. I also need to get some kind of program in there, like Pootle, that can help facilitate the translation. So if there is, let's say there's a new news item on the main page, it should also be available in German, French and Dutch. So I'm looking to have a translation system installed where everybody has access and can help with the translations. So everything is translated on the website, just like the main site. But
Maybe we. What I've meant it was on our website we should put a link for the Francophone website, for a Dutch website, and for a German website, a German speaker, like Francophone, but for Dutch speaker and for German speaker.
But we don't have any German people in here. Huh? You have. We first have to have maybe a German Belgian to go with that.
But I don't really understand, Pekan. You mean links to external websites?
External websites.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Exactly. To. I said in French. Donc mettre des liens externes, oui. Un pour le forum francophone. Un autre pour un forum flamand, et un autre pour un site germanophone.
Okay, I
Puisque
understand.
nous parlons trois langues.
Okay, I will try to suggest that maybe we should have a French talking forum, but an external website, and same for the German, and for all languages apparently. But because yeah, I don't agree. I think we should everybody should be on the same forum. We have I have created four different forums in that one forum, where all languages can have their separate conversations, but still in the same forum. So it's easy to everybody can have access very easy, and I will. Well, there are a few things I'm still I'm thinking about integrating. It's a show latest post, so we will see all the latest posts that are made in all languages. So I think it, we should stay on the same forum.
Mais oui, oui. I don't speak. We really misunderstand understand us here, really. whatever. Let's go on and see this later. It's. I didn't mean to divide, de partager, de diviser la Belgique. Non, just to put links. For un website germanophone, un autre
Okay, I think I
pour les gens
understand.
qui parlent flamand.
You mean like the main website when you come on the website and everything is in English or in Dutch or in French or in German, but it's the same website.
Non.
Okay.
Voilà.
I don't get.
Oui, that's why I did it in French. will you translate?
If I understand.
En fait, le truc est de mettre sur la page ici belge que Gilles a faite des liens, un pour le forum francophone, un autre pour un forum germanophone et un autre pour un forum néerlandophone. Puisque de toute façon ces trois pays sont autour de nous et que c'est... Est-ce que c'est pas une bonne idée? Au moins ça rassemble les gens.
Je pense que il y a okay. There are. I'm gonna try to give an answer to what Pekan said about having different forums or having forums linked for the language. I think in Belgium we have two and a half languages because the way I see it, the German speaking in Belgium are really a minority. So, I mean. It's not like we don't care about them, but to Germany, because that's what makes sense, I think, if you consider the small amount of people. If we want to be efficient, that's what I would suggest doing. And then there are just two farms, because the French-speaking and the Dutch-speaking in Belgium, what else could we want? I mean, two forums. There could be one forum and a different a separation for the threads in French or in... They could be all together, I don't know. What is the point? I don't know.
No.
We don't hear you, Yogi.
Is your microphone volume enabled in Windows or Mac or whatever you're using? Ok, Pécan, j'essaie de comprendre. I will talk in French to have better communication. Alors, ce n'est pas que qu'on se rassemble les quatre pays sur une site, non, c'est que nous, on donne aussi des liens pour les autres pays. C'est ça que tu veux dire?
Oui.
Ok, je comprends maintenant, mais je trouve ça un peu bizarre parce que qu'est-ce que un français ou un germain va faire sur le site .be? Aucune idée. Il faut le voir comme ça. La première chose que les gens vont faire, c'est aller sur le thezeitgeistmovement.com. Là, sur la page d'intro, l'accueil, page d'accueil, en dessous, il y a tous les liens de tous les chapters. Ça veut dire les chapters, les state chapters et les chapters des pays. Alors, le français, la France, Pays-Bas et tous les trucs. Et là, ils ont les liens vers ces sites de ce pays-là. Alors, je ne sais pas pourquoi nous, on aura... Allez, on peut faire ça, mais je vois pas vraiment le point.
Parce que... I live close to the border, to the French border, see? And maybe it's easier for me to go in France, or them to go, I don't know, in Belgium. And to keep us in it. I mean, it's really important. Mais voilà, moi j'habite le côté frontalier et voilà, c'est parfois plus intéressant pour moi d'y aller.
But now you're choosing, this is a bit of a division, no? If you want to choose to work with the French. instead of Belgium because it's easier. I don't know. I don't really like the idea. Sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't say to work with, but voilà. We know us since 2 years, and voilà. It creates also a link, social links. So I'm sorry if you are vexed. Of course, I will try. I will do something in Belgium, but. Well, I have friends now in France.
Yes, but I see an opportunity there. Maybe we can also have a European website, something like that. Maybe that's easier. We have a different chapters website, but we could unify more. That would be easier for you also.
So
maybe. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I see your point. Yes. But let's continue. One of the agenda points we have for today was also ideas to promote Zephyr. So there was I had this idea to Studio Brussels last week. Sunday there's a radio show where people can call in and talk a little bit to the radio show host and ask to play a song and talk about whatever. So I had an idea, maybe we could work together to if we call a certain radio station when this show runs, we could talk a little about the Zeitgeist Movement and promote the ZeitgeistMovement.com website and even maybe the .be website, but maybe better the .com website. And I think one of a good request, because you have to make a request for a song also, the song Imagine, covered by A Perfect Circle, especially for the Zeitgeist Movement. I think those are easy to do, and reach a lot of people also, just to spread the awareness and
Do you hear me now?
Yes, welcome.
Oof, good evening.
You.
Okay, so what do you guys think about that idea, about contacting radio shows?
I don't know what to say. Why can't I tell? Because I can play music.
Yes, but a lot of people listen to it. And the song Imagine, covered by A Perfect Circle, is the modern version conveys the message, but I'm not sure if everybody really brings the message of the Zeitgeist Movement really good. Imagine.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if people in Belgium listen to those lyrics. To be honestly, before Zeitgeist, it was a nice song, but I'm the kind of guy who don't listen to lyrics a lot. Now it may be, but when I listen to music, I listen to the sounds, I listen to the phonetics of the voice, but not what they are saying. But of course, there will always be people who listen to the lyrics. But I don't know when you look at the hit parade. when you listen to those lyrics, it's not important for most people, I think.
Yeah, indeed. But when you say you finally get on the radio and you you get a chance to talk a little bit about yourself, so you start talking about this movement called the Zeitgeist Movement. And how they want to they want social change, they want to create a system that is sustainable and where everybody can have a good standard of living. And then you say, well, there's a song that really talks about the ideas that conveys the philosophy behind it very good. And if you point them to the words of the song, the song are the words are spoken very clearly, and I think it's easy to understand if they listen to the words, and we should try to help them listening to the words. We should push them.
But you know the who is the man? John Lennon. He was considered a hippie for the most people, and he still is. So when he sings about that, I think the most of the people regard it like a kind of a hippie song. You know, it's an expression of hope. I know, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe
it's to me. I totally, you gotta understand, Gilles, that I'm a Perfect Circle fan, so I love this song. And I think that to request a song on the radio is a great idea. To talk on the talk of the Zeitgeist movement on the radio is a bit, I think, less of a good idea, because when you're in that position, you have absolutely no control. So it's the talk show person who has the control somehow. So you're not in a position of doing that, because if he has to launch the commercial and you're explaining something, he cuts you out, and that's how it goes. So you're not in the right position. Is get people to make the first move and come where you have some more, when you're in the right position to deliver a clear message, when people are expecting the clear message. And last thing I want to say is that I think it's taking the problem backwards to try to imagine a better world, because before you imagine a better world, you have to realize the world you're in. I think that should be our main focus, you know, expose the fraud of the system, the corruption of the system, not talking about a better world. I think it's too early to do that.
Well, I'm not sure. I might see it differently, but I'm always imagining the people that are listening to it. So, let's say you have this person. He has already a friend or two that were talking to him about the Zeitgeist movement, but he doesn't really care. He doesn't really want to listen, because he doesn't feel it will bring any change. But then suddenly he hears it. It's like it's coming from everywhere. It's even on the radio station. Someone talks about it. But yes, you're right. You're not in a position. You don't have any control over what the show host will do with your information. But then I think it's important to have a little strategy on what you will say, because it's easy to get ridiculized on the shows, because the ideas are very strange to people. So you have to know what you're saying. You have to know what you it must be a hopeful spark.
I think
interest.
I'm afraid the way I see it is that at some point you gotta shock, people, or at least make some kind of spark in their mind. And for instance, what you could do is, in a very calm way, try to talk hot topics when you are on the radio. That's what you should do. I think you should use the radio to make some kind of commercial for the movement, if you know what I mean. You should start talking, yeah, but when you think about it, war, it's a terrible thing, blah, 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 and you start, very seriously, and what will happen is that if you cross the line, they will cut you off. That's what you should do, because you're saying things, and that is the importance of staying very calm, being very rational, and then you get cut off. And then what people think, oh, maybe it was disturbing and he got cut off, you know?
Ah, yes, that's also a tactic. That's a good tactic also.
Make people think.
And I think that when you know a bit about radio show, about the show host, I think you can know how he will react. And if he's open to discuss something like that, will it spark an interest with him? But for me, I see it like, even if it doesn't spark the interest immediately, it's like, planting seeds. You just mentioned the Zeitgeist movement on the radio, and Hundreds of people have heard the Zeitgeist movement for the first time. They hear it, but they don't know what to do with it. But then next time they see something about it or whatever, it's like they will recognize the words easier. They will say, oh wait, I heard it somewhere, I don't remember, but there's a seed. And the next time they will hear something, it will...
You know, a few years ago, I think it's almost now 10 years before, Base company was Orange. You know how they did it? They just put an ad in the paper that said Orange and no information, and they did that for months. And that made people very curious.
We should not do this the Hollywood way, you know, where everything is pre-masticated for the people just to ingest. You gotta excite people's curiosity. That's what I've always advocated, being indirectly tempting people, making them wonder what this is.
It's
could I?
That's what
your
I meant.
Ideas? Your ideas was to push until you are cut on the radio. Was this your idea? Just to be sure to understand.
Yeah, basically that's what I said.
Great. It's a really, really a good...
It could work both ways. If you... You really have to know how to do it perfectly, because it could go both ways. It could go, like you say, it could spark the interest, but it could also spark the idea that people think you're just crazy. Oh, it's just a crazy person babbling on the radio. Yeah, that's right. Cut him off. That's right. But yeah, you should know how to...
Yeah, that's why I said that. First of all, if you do it this way, you shouldn't be mentioning the movement, obviously. And secondly, that's why it's important to stay calm, because it's the person in front of you who has to get, you know, pissed. You should not be pissed. You are, you know, you have the knowledge, sort of, if you know what I mean. So you don't get angry, you don't get mad, you understand what's going on.
Yeah, that's right, because I don't know if you saw it on YouTube, the conversation between Peter Joseph and this Alex Jones guy. Conspiracy theorist guy, and the guy was making an ass of himself, because he was emotionless, crazy to look at it. It was a big show, and Peter Joseph stayed calm the whole time, even when the Alex Jones went crazy, and Peter Joseph stayed calm. And people who had a prescription of the Alex Jones site, they just wrote it off, because after that interview, they didn't want anything to do with Alex Jones no more. So it was real interesting. And so that's indeed what Nicholas says. That's that you have to train yourself to be that way, because it's not easy always. But that example of Peter Joseph and Alex Jones, that was mind-blowing.
Yeah, but Alex Jones is crazy, man. He's extreme. It's not... there's no way around it. He's there's no solution to what he brings. But no,
if you I don't know if you've seen it yet, but you have to study it, because it's communication. It's real interesting.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it a lot. but the type of radio show host I have in mind is... not like that. What's his name again? On Studio Brussels. Yeah, Otto Jan, I think.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, he's like also a more mellow guy. I think it's a show where people can call a lot and get in easily and just talk about little about themselves. And I feel that he could be receptive to the idea. He will not... we can't know it before we try it, but I mean, people like that, radio talk shows that are open and easy to access, and where you can really talk about something without judgments and just bring information, just to without having a debate on the show. It just to bring some information. That I think that's the whole point. Plus, when there's a hopeful song like Imagine, then I think that's like how this the cherry on top of the well. You know what I'm saying? All right. So next up is the online social groups. Pekan, you were talking about this last week.
Yes. I don't know what you are doing, but for me, it looks like if nothing more is done, I don't see the what happens for this. What is going on to resolve the problem? Have you sent something on the website, or have you done?
I don't understand, Pekan. What are you talking about?
About the social networks. Didn't we decide to try to contact them and to send them on the website? Belgian website? The new... Toujours pas?
Okay, compris. yeah, we should do this. I was just asking if somebody already did something for it.
I'm sorry, I was listening. Did something for what?
For contacting social networks like Facebook and stuff and Netlog and everything. To have them post a link to our website or to the zeitgeistmovement.com website?
I know nothing of the Facebook and all the social things. I have an account, but I rarely go on there because it's I don't know, it's not interesting, the Facebook, to me. Eh?
Well, actually, I have partly already done this, as I said in the last meeting. I have posted, for example, that we will be having a weekly meeting here on TeamSpeak, but there just isn't any reply, and I think this has most importantly got to do with the fact that the sheer amount of threads that are being produced there is so staggering that your post is just completely disappearing into thousands, well, not maybe thousands, but hundreds of new subjects every minute almost. So that's a problem.
Yes, this is one of the characteristics of Facebook, I think, and this is sad because even every time you try to talk about something serious on Facebook, for instance, it gets drowned in the sea of stupid applications, pointless status updates, and so on, and nobody gives a fuck.
Taking a quiz on Paris Hilton or something. Oh, it's not funny, man.
Zeitgeist Hilton. Does somebody know how to work with Photoshop? I think we can do funny stuff with that, combined with Zeitgeist.
Well, I know some basics in... I can do some basic things in Photoshop, yes.
I also can do a little something.
Maybe an idea if it's funny or not, but I think it's funny. Let's say we take famous people and we try to... imagine how their world or how their life would be like in a resource-based economy, how it would look like.
I don't even know how I would look like.
Well, you would look like you would look at what the person really likes to do. Fundamental things, like say when you take for example Paris Hilton, she really hasn't accomplished a lot of things. She just lives she's famous because she's rich or her father is rich, but let's say if we a way to portray the resource economy would be something like She would be training dogs or something like that, little chihuahuas, something like that, something funny, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Another thing, sorry, Oblivious, but I want to ask Jorgi something. Jorgi, have you heard anything about of Shenar?
Yes. Wait a minute. I'm going to check the mail. He just sent me a mail that he wasn't able to log on because he got receiving these or continued receiving these error messages. But apparently he still has a lot of issues with his computer that is more or less breaking down. So he's very annoyed with it, and he will try to solve the puzzle of his broken computer as soon as possible.
Okay, so Nicholas, you earlier said that we should spark an interest getting people interested in the movement. But do you have any suggestions or ideas?
Well, yes and no, because sorry if that sounds trippy. First, I'd like to say that what I mean is that if you look for yourself, you will see that the biggest change that has happened lately, you know, when you joined the movement, the biggest change has come from yourself, your questioning, your reevaluation of the things you considered as true, that kind of things. So I think it's very important from the beginning to make people responsible of their own, development, sort of, I don't know, can't find a word. But so as for the ideas, it's more like a way to do things, a way to approach. It's like I would not use a way of life, but it's in the way you're going to present the things, instead of, you know, sending message directly to people, doing it in the most, doing things publicly, and maybe they will come. But I think that when you go directly to someone, we have that something that is written because of the system, and people are speaking. Most people are not. They reject new information. So the only way is, like you said, to make them curious, to make them go, to make the first step themselves.
But when I spoke of the idea, like the orange thing, you said it wasn't a good idea, or it was a good idea in that way.
No, like Gilles said, the idea to plant a seed, I like that, because yeah, it grows on you, and there's you can touch the unconscious part. You can, I don't know, yes, I like that idea of planting a seed. It's a very nice metaphor, but what you said is appropriate too. The question is, how do you translate that for this movement? How can we be the most effective?
That's the million-dollar question.
You know, when we discussed earlier, the homeless thing, I'm not trying to give to say what is my preference. I'm just trying to see the problem of the challenge of reaching people, and I'm trying to use the scientific method, and I'm thinking who are the most receptive people, if there are, who are the people that we can, with our actual means, contact, and most importantly, if we want the message to spread out, we should probably try to concentrate on people that will themselves be able to spread the message. That's what I said. Well, so that's what I'm saying for this problem, how to reach people and how to initiate that curiosity. Just what I'm suggesting here is that if I don't have myself the answer, that probably every one of us should think about it, but remember to use the scientific method, whatever that means to you. Well, whatever that means to you, even if it doesn't sound attractive, it's a perfect tool.
Exactly. And but yeah, there's not really one way to communicate this to everyone or to spread awareness very fast. There are little ways, like contacting those radio shows, and other things like everybody knows the channel Canvas. Every Thursday, I think it is. Well, it doesn't matter. Every week they have a certain program called Virus, and it's like 2 hours, I believe it is, where they reserve it to have something played that the audience wants. You can make requests on the website virus.canvas.be, and every Tuesday, and you can make requests to play something there. And what me and Jofra already did is trying to get them to play Zeitgeist Addendum, and apparently, it was interesting to see this. When I looked at the art people have requested, it seemed that in the past, a season or two ago, a lot of people requested to see Zeitgeist. It was really nice to see it, that other people were already trying to do this. I'm not sure if it's already played, but I don't think so. But I think those are things we can use to I was going to say control the masses, to reach the masses.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea, Oblivious. So I didn't know that. I know the program, but I didn't know that it was the audience that decided the thing that they showed. So, well, I'm surely gonna send them an email. And is it on the Canvas site?
Like that. Well, the audience really doesn't decide, but they can make suggestions, and that's cool. You just have to be lucky enough that they pick your idea. But if there's enough people that request the same thing, the hope is they will show it.
Yeah, I think that's a good start, and it's no, how do you say?
It's not a sure thing.
Yeah, it's easy to do. So I'm gonna do it, man. Thanks for this information.
I'm sure there are types of programs like that too for the French channels. I'm not sure. There should be something like that, I guess, or just email or call those channels directly and put a suggestion. Normally, every channel should have a suggestion email or something, or tips email or whatever, or even for if somebody has access or contact to someone that works for a newspaper or whatever. And contact them just to spread the information, and maybe one day we will see it in a newspaper or on TV or whatever. Question. I'm not sure who was doing this. I think it was Canais. Or Picard, I don't remember. Who was contacting someone to get the list of people that subscribed on the main page? From Belgium, to have the Belgium emails.
I think, if I may intervene quickly, I think that has been entered before, and they said that they are still working on it on the main website, right?
Ah, yes, sorry, it totally slipped my mind. You're right, they were working on it. Then the main follow-up question is there any news on it?
Well, yeah, that's where I wanted to intervene. I did receive another reply by Dark Dancer, if I'm not mistaken, And he made the following suggestion that we should at first try to establish a good thing website. He then would visit it, and if it was approved, that he would make it official for the Belgian chapter. And that if we can more or less organize, get our chapter organized and made official, then they would make sure that we receive the contact information for all these people.
When was this?
That I received this? 2 days ago or something.
Okay, because this morning I emailed Gilbert, a Dark Dancer, that we have finally reached it. We have a central website. I gave him the link. Wait a second, because I have a little technical issue. Okay. So I emailed him, saying that we have a Belgium website, blah blah blah. He replied saying, okay, that's great. He looked at it and it said we were missing the menu. It was a technical issue I was having at the time. Now the menu, you've all seen it, it's there. There is the button with understandings and synopsis and everything. So he said if the menu, like if the menu is on there, then I will approve it. So the menu's on there, so it will be approved. It's just a matter of time until Gilbert does it. So I guess soon then. Great.
Yes, I'm going to the mail I received from Gilbert. It's in Dutch, by the way. I'm going to paste it here so you can read it yourself.
Ah, transparency. I like that. Even though I can't speak Dutch well.
It's not all too clear, because just read it. You will see.
Zodra means as soon as, right?
You're a good translator.
Ah, come on.
It's especially the following sentence. Dan kun je er eentje in elkaar zetten. So I think he means a chapter. Did I interpret his mail correctly?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but he's speaking the language from it's not Dutch. Well, you know what I mean. It's Nederlandstalig. How do you call that? No, sorry. Holland?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he means with dan kun je eentje in elkaar zetten. Dan zal ik ervoor zorgen dat hij naar de Belgen wordt gestuurd. Okay. I get it. So once we have the website, which we have, and it should be approved, he will send this link to all the people who have signed up on the main website.
Yeah, probably something like that, yes.
So he will do it. I will send another mail to Gilbert to request this. Did you mail him under your nickname, Canus?
Checking. Well, I signed my mails with both my nickname and my real name, so that's no problem. Yes, I think he will do it, which sounds very logical, because it's probably going otherwise going to be a matter of a privacy breach, so I think he has no choice.
There is hope still.
I suggested on the virus Zeitgeist Addendum, guys.
Great, man.
I just put on there Zeitgeist Addendum, an eye-opener. That's it.
Clean and effective.
Yeah, and
you open
eye...
what?
An eye-opener. Opening les yeux.
Yes, you keep it in my in eyes. You.
Which just because of the eye symbol, it's in the movie, yeah, at the beginning.
Okay.
How do you suggest the word the movie?
The what?
You gotta click on zelfsuggesties.
Yeah. Oh, you are there on the virus.canvas.de.
Yeah. You know, united, that kind of shit.
Well, if you guys start suggesting, then I will do the same, I guess.
You go, guys.
All right, giddy up.
Something to just to say, Oblivious and Chefra, are you brothers or something?
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah, I didn't see your last name, but now I haven't. So I have. I mean, Ja, mijn Frank was nog niet gevallen, maar nu wel dus, hè.
Mijn Frank, like they say in Antwerp.
Mijn Frank, ja. No, but that was a good idea, Oblivious. It's you never know, you never know. And the season 3, is it already started or is it for something for September or something?
I'm not sure, not sure. But anyway, it will, when people come to that site, they will see it. Maybe it would be good if we also post a link to the movement site, because people will wonder what it is, maybe, and they will maybe that.
Okay, somebody do that, because I forgot.
I didn't.
Great.
What a team! What a team!
I did not. Vous parliez de quoi? Je n'ai pas.
Okay, no, on parlait du. Du, de la chaîne Canvas et le programme Virus, les suggestions pour demander qu'ils montrent Zygast Addendum, que en même temps ça aussi il y a des gens qui passent là pour donner des suggestions, ils voient que beaucoup plein de gens disent que Addendum, mais si en même temps on donne le lien vers le chapitre Belgium, je pense que c'est aussi une manière de trouver des gens.
Absolument. Nicolas, do we also have this kind of thing in Belgium, this kind of radio or web?
I don't think so, I don't know.
It's television, hein, Canvas?
Pardon?
C'est la télévision, c'est comme RTBF2.
Wow. I don't have a TV at
Gilles.
I don't know what's going on TV.
Gilles.
Yes.
I know that you also listen to the radio addresses of Peter. I think 5 months ago, Peter was talking about Zeitgeist Addendum showing on the Russian TV. Have you heard of it since? Because I didn't. Just being curious, maybe you picked it up somewhere.
Ah, yes. It. You mean he talked about it in the last address, the one from yesterday?
I didn't hear.
So, it did. I heard the radio address too, but yeah, I was at work, so maybe I was distracted. But he talked of it, that they showed it on the Russian television, MTV or so.
You're not talking about Romania, right? So that means already another country.
No, it was Russia, I think. Yeah, Russia, MTV Russia.
Yeah.
Because you know... Gorgi.
Go ahead, Nicola.
I just wanted to say, I don't know if Dave knows that, but there's one of the main TV channel in Romania who has on its website the two Zeitgeist movies on streaming. Subtitled in Romanian.
And it is on public television or?
Yes, it's public. Yeah, I think it is. Well, it's one of the three biggest, TV channels, TV station, and it's on their website.
Very nice job that those guys did. No, I was just curious because I heard it a few months ago, but. It was, he said it was, the contract was, or there were contracts, I don't know, because usually he says, just play it, you don't have to pay me anything, so, but, yeah, they said it was showing in, on MTV Russia.
Have you guys seen this? I know Canaus knows about it, and Jeffrey also, it's a map, it's a Zeitgeist map, and it's really funny, well, it's interesting how many people from Germany are on that map. It's really crazy, you should have a look at it.
And what's that?
It's Google Maps, and every point of a person part of the movement.
Okay.
It's nice to see there is a lot of interest in Europe. But strange that not so much in France, and, Belgium, England, The Netherlands. And,
how do you get on the map?
It's on the main page. If you click to the, on the link, side guys.
No, I mean, how do you get up here on the map?
Okay, you have to register, which is a pain in the ass. Then you can put your own location.
It's a pain in the ass because it's all in German, right?
That also.
It seems that there's a guy swimming in the Mediterranean Sea, a green one, who's also doing something for the
Zeitgeist. We should rescue him! Rescue mission!
But what is nice with those kind of map is that we can... on peut y mettre des sortes de repères, on va dire, des endroits de rendez-vous.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to look if we can have something like this for our site, for the Belgium. And everyone can put their pin on it, and it will be another map, but easy for us. It could be on the main page, so we can see where everyone is located.
But honestly, do you think it's necessary to know with how many people we are?
Well, I think it might motivate some people.
It's motivating.
Exactly, Nicola.
Yeah, not just that, but I think it's also just good to see that you're not alone, because perhaps some people have visited this site.
There seemed to be a connection problem. Some words were chopped.
Yeah, but that is what I have been experiencing with you guys all along tonight. So, especially Gilles, he gets, he disappears every now and then.
Yes, I know my connection is not very good. I'm at a hotel right now. But I have the same thing with everybody tonight also. And especially Pecan and Nicolas, but it might be the server.
So, guys, just kidding.
What were you saying, Rocksteady?
Just kidding, people.
Oh, I thought you were choking or something.
Keep steady.
Oblivious, did you say that this kind of map is an idea, but you won't use the map of Maya of Gaia.com?
Well, what do you guys think of this? Should we have a map like this also on our website?
No, because it's gonna be depressing.
But you can also write some not absolutely meetings, but some point where we can see us, like bars or I don't know, whatever, but a place to see us, to drink a beer together or to eat something together.
Yeah, sure.
So, are you suggesting that we need I don't know the word in English, a Stammkrug?
I think the rappers call it a crib.
Suddenly everybody understands English.
But Canaeus, I forgot your question, I'm sorry. Can you ask your question?
No, it's not really a serious question. I was just saying that... If you were suggesting that we should have a... How do you call it, Rocksteady?
A crib.
A crib.
Yeah, man, just like that.
Guys!
So what?
Guys?
Check out my crib.
Check out the map, man, because I'm the white spot on the map.
On the map of earlier?
Yeah.
I use the big white spot, the big one.
Yeah, because I thought, you know, white, I don't see too many whites, so I will be easy to notice.
White supremacy.
Oh, man.
We're Greenpeace. Peace for the green.
I never piss green.
You're disgusting.
Thank you very much.
It looks like the central point for us will be Brussels.
No shit.
How do you guess that?
A lot of calculating and mathematical precision.
I can tell. Now, obviously, this website is very popular in Germany. We should not be tricked, though. We can do better than that in Belgium.
Yeah.
The question was if we take this kind of map of our website, and what was the answer?
If you want me to make an answer for that, I think it would be, it's only useful if it's like on the world scale, you know, just to see in Belgium. And since we're only starting, there's going to be like 10 spots. So people are going to see the map and say, "Ola, what is this?"
It's a start.
Okay, Nicola, maybe in 1 year?
Oh, later, why not? Sure.
To celebrate our first year together. It would be great. Okay, so Rocksteady?
Yep.
Also, voila.
I think I know what I'm going to do for Z-Day. Now that I have my job, I will go and make a loan at the bank.
Why not, Nicola?
And I will be all naked. Because the symbol behind that is that the bank ripped my possessions from me.
Which bank is that ripped going to position. Be? What date?
Citibank.
Ganesh, you pervert.
I knew it. I thought it would be Dave asking that.
Hey man, I'm happily married.
Yeah, you go in the sack now.
She did it earlier.
With or without Swaffle? Involved.
What do you think? And Oblivious is still recording this.
Ooh, I always am.
So, is there gonna be a serious thing in this meeting?
I think we've gone through all the points. I'm not sure. I have to check.
We did something. We put a suggestion on the virus side.
Yeah, we can already arrange that one, you know? We're so efficient.
Wait, we have one more. We have two more things we have to discuss. Appointing a communications person for the European chapters meeting. Who has a time on Wednesday evening, because those meetings are pretty late, to represent us? It starts at 12 o'clock, I think, for us. Who can do that?
None.
Well, wasn't there a plan for a European meeting?
Yes, but this is for the international meeting, because every official chapter should have someone present on that meeting, just to talk about developments and reports.
Yes, but it is actually the European meeting, because they are splitting apart the international meeting in an American one and a European one, simply because of the time issue.
Okay, well, was this said on the last meeting, maybe, because I didn't listen to the last meeting yet.
Well, I didn't listen either, but that's what I made up from the mail I received from Gilles, I believe. I'm going to look it up.
Personally, if it's, I think that what was said is that there was yet to be a date and a time was yet to be decided for those meetings. Now, on my personal level, on Wednesday, I'm free at a bit before 11 p.m. because before that I have my rehearsal with my band. So from 11 p.m. I'm ready to go for any meeting. But if it starts at 12 o'clock, it's getting a bit late, I'm afraid.
Same for me. I have to get up every morning at 5:30, so I don't want to fall asleep behind the wheel more often than I already do.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this earlier, I think with Bécon, I don't know. I will only do it if nobody else wants to or can, is able to.
I'm able to do it, but in French.
It's going to be in English, for certain.
Yes, but, I mean, we all have to adapt us to each other, and that's what we try to do. And somebody can translate. This is not such a big problem, but voila, it will be in French. And you see the reason why I speak very bad English.
But needs a little practice. That's when it's your turn to speak on the international meeting, if there's such a thing anymore. You already know what you're going to say. It's a few points. Belgium is doing this. These are our new ideas. But there's not really a discussion you need to do. So it's more of a one-way thing.
I can try.
That's the spirit. You wanted to say something, Pika?
Not really, no.
Another good point Geoffroy made is that he had a backup made for the translations done on the main website, because if a malicious person enters websites, registers, and wants to sabotage, he can delete all the translations. And we have no backup, or we will lose all that work. Either way, I'm looking into this for our website, so nobody can delete stuff. We will always have a backup. But does anybody know if this is done for the Poodle site?
Yes, I do. I asked this question in advance to G-Man, who is the lead linguistic stuff person, and he replied me that it is impossible to remove translated texts after a while. Certain people have accessed it and edited the text, like proofreaders, for example. It's a long mail, so if you want, I can just send it through here.
A mail? What about your mail?
I didn't get that. Can you repeat?
What is the mail about?
Well, I asked a question to G-Man whether the done translation work is being backupped, and if it was possible for certain people, malicious people, I think it has been called in the minutes, if it is possible for such a person to start erasing the stuff that has been translated already.
And what was the answer?
Well, the answer was in a rather long reply. I will post it in a few moments here. But I also asked the question, and I think I mentioned this also in a previous meeting, that we have currently 18 registered Dutch translators on the Poodle server, of which 8 people show absolutely no activity, and of which 1 is even unable to be found on the server. So I asked that question as well, and they're probably going to solve this, but I'm going to paste his reply here, so you can read it yourself. Is there any reason why I cannot paste in here a long text?
Too big?
Excuse me?
Maybe it's too big, I don't know.
Okay, I will post it in parts then. That's it.
You... So we are the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth person to know about this. Great. This should be announced, just to make people aware of this.
Well, about what?
Tu vois ce que ça veut dire, Pécan?
By the way, what the translations concern, the main website has been completely translated. Someone posted this, I believe, as a wave. And the Zeitgeist, the activist orientation guide, I mean, is now three quarters translated.
Yeah, the activation guide is something we could print and hand out to people. It's a lot to read. Maybe we can make it easier to read with more pictures or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, that's actually something we also discussed in August, that we need a light version of it, also for people who are not really into reading a lot of stuff, because if you print it now, it's quite a lot, with a lot of technical information in it, and perhaps we should indeed try to distillate a light version out of it.
Yeah, and another thing on that is, today I was looking through the forums a little bit and I saw a suggestion, and I think it's a great suggestion. It was asking if people want to make while reading the books that are suggested. So we are creating our own audiobooks. So let's say if we could create this this orientation guide, if we read it and we record it, then we have an audiobook of it in different languages. We can have a light version and a heavy version, like you say, but then an audiobook format, like an MP3 or whatever, so people can listen to it on the way or at, or you know, at work or whatever, or while they're exercising.
I see. You have some good ideas, Oblivious. But do you, just a stupid question, no? Do you think that the person will listen?
Well, if it's
I think it's a great idea.
Oh, my idea. I'm only a composite also, but yeah, it's easier to listen to someone who's reading. It should be can read very passionately. It's easier to listen than to read a book. So if they're listening, they're starting to listen, then it's yeah.
Exactly. Stupid question. I hate to read. And exactly, it will be better for me to hear something, to hear the book. Exactly. Vraiment, oui.
All right, who has a nice voice? Who wants to record this? And I'm looking up.
You want to do it with a sexy voice?
Welcome. Yorgi, Yorgi, Yorgi.
Yes, Yorgi, I vote for you. Sorry.
I'm a Chinese volunteer then.
No, several people should do it, you know, so it's not monotonous. So, you know, there's switching in the vocal system.
Yes, I know what you mean. Perhaps a man and a woman?
It's a love story. Everybody likes a love story and a good ending.
In each language.
Yeah, why not? And I was even thinking that perhaps we can even make a very light version that is also, how do you say that, that can be understood by younger people. I'm not talking about children, but perhaps people aged 16, 17. Repeat that.
Sorry, excuse me, I wasn't you. I said that's a great idea to be able to reach people who will not go into such complicated texts, whether they are young or not.
That's the idea. Yeah. True.
But yes, it's a great idea. So we should maybe wait that Dark Dancer invited all the Belgian on the zeitgeist.com and maybe ask this question again, so we will be more person and et voilà.
Yes, and I think that's true, Picard, and I think we can also already try to prepare stuff like that, because even an audiobook needs to be clearly written. Do not forget that the translation still needs to be proofread. And I doubt all my translation work is good enough and clear enough. About the preparation, Well, if I'm not mistaken, we can have access for free to a recording studio in Antwerp. And I actually know someone who is quite specialized in recording, voice recording, also for singing, and has the right equipment for it.
Oh my god, this is perfect.
The tools are coming together. Cool, nice.
And if I'm not mistaken, in the Karbunkelhaus in Antwerp that Genard has a key of, there should be a recording studio inside the building.
The opportunities are open. Les opportunités sont ouvertes. Joli.
We could record our first Zeitgeist album there, Nicolas.
What? Yeah, what? Studio album? You need me? Jam session?
Live stuff, man. Live. Yeah, that's great, man. How are we going to do this? Your orientation guide should be finished, but so we should put our focus on helping to finish the orientation guide then. Or should we, yeah.
Well, I'm going to try to finish the translation on the orientation guide. It's now at 72 or 75%, I don't recall exactly. And I think it should be finished in a week or so. I have taken my whole weekend free, except for a linguistic team meeting. So I will be at home the whole weekend, and I will be a translation slave once again. And, I think proofreading should start as soon as possible.
You mean check up if you did some mistake proof?
Yes, as you wrote, proofread, relire, to check the syntaxes and just if it's a good text, you know, because people actually have to digest that.
And that's why the light version is a really good version.
Well, light version still doesn't exist, of course, so we will have to make that ourselves, because to my knowledge it doesn't exist, not even in English.
No, it n'existe pas exactly. We have to work on it exactly. And first we have to read it.
And, well, I don't want to hit the ball too hard, but I think if we do it simultaneously in English, we can be pioneers in this, and they will remember us for it.
Okay, 90 page. It contains 90 page. Okay, let's read it. It's a nice challenge.
And we will, it's good for us, we will get to know the material even better.
Yeah, I must say, since I started translating it, I even learned quite a lot, and now I'm even able to do some magic with all the numbers being named in it, and people just sit there and, whoa, where does he know that from?
But Canaeus, you want this idea before the
Z-Day?
Yes, you want this idea come true before the Z-Day?
You mean about the light version? I didn't get that.
Yes, about the light version, yes.
We can try. We should certainly be able to have it, the full version, completely in Dutch by Z-Day. That's why I have been rushing this translation the last few weeks.
Okay, and the French version is not completed, so... Okay. I know that Dosfenato is working on, so I will ask him where he is on it. And okay.
Yeah, well, of course, I cannot help the French, unfortunately. Perhaps we should put a firecracker in his ass and ask him to hurry.
No, no, we have a project in common, so I will help to translate as much as I can to make a resume.
Okay, perfect. Light.
Yeah, it would be great to hand those out on the Z-Day event. Also, now, Kananius, now that you're talking about this, you might be a good speaker on the in Antwerp.
Why?
Well, now that you can do magic with the numbers.
I knew I shouldn't have told that. well, yeah, we'll see about that. I'll take some Valium and probably it can work out, yes.
Let's do it together, man. Now that we're talking about Z-Day again, there's so much going on, and I don't know what's where, and there's a lot of things going on. So, does anybody know what is the status of the Brussels Z-Day? I have seen the room, and it looks pretty impressive. I'm not sure how much it will cost, but it looks pretty big. This is the French side of Belgium that is doing with this, like with Geraldine, I think. Does anybody know something about it?
Nicolas, you talk with Geraldine. Can you tell us about the Z-Day?
I think Nicolas is away for a moment. I did see the location as well on site. Well, I mean on the website. And it looks very good, but that's all I know.
But that will be a French-talking Z-Day, I think.
Yes, Geraldine is a French speaker, so yes. So, but I've heard there will be a concert and also une conférence. That's what I heard, but is it true? I don't know. But did I say something wrong?
No. No, I was asking myself if it's in Brussels. I understand why they would do it in French, but isn't it limiting? Or are they only inviting French talking people to that event?
No. No, I don't think so. I have said to Nicolas, I believe, before that if Antwerp is not doing anything, I will be present there. Of course, my French is miserable, but I can try, of course.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. If we're not doing anything there, we could help with Brussels. That would be maybe a good idea to get them to know in real life.
Absolutely, yes. That's my point.
The plan, Geraldine's plan, is to do it for the next year, probably, to have one main event that would be bilingual, but that necessitates to have translators for people in the audience to have both languages available, and that is a whole different level, because you have to rent the logistic system, you have to pay those people, and then if you only have like say a 200 person, you're gonna have to charge way too much to allow this to happen. So this is not sustainable at this time.
So in French, can you translate?
Ce qui voulait dire, c'est que ça va coûter trop, je savais trop cher parce ils veulent avoir le Z-Day en deux langues, c'est ce que j'ai entendu, il doit avoir des personnes qui doivent traduire à la place avec des installations techniques pour pouvoir traduire instantanément. Et aussi, si c'est une salle de conférence avec que 200 personnes, ça va coûter trop cher pour bouger et pour rembourser l'argent qu'ils ont, ce truc.
Merci,
Chi.
Mar, attends, Canaeus. You are there to help in Belgium or to give us a rendezvous in Brussels together, all together in Brussels. What?
Well, I just said that if there is not going to be a Z-Day event in Antwerp, I haven't planned anything in specific, then I will be attending the Z-Day event in Brussels as a visitor, which is of course good to make contacts with the other people.
Okay.
But maybe the idea, like, because I think wanted to say to have a meeting before Z-Day with everybody in Brussels, maybe, just to see if we can invite, I'm not sure it's going to work, but maybe if we can invite Geraldine and her side of the movement, and we can all get together to discuss things, maybe it will be to be good, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. It should happen.
It would be great, but voilà. Maybe she would be feel better when she has, entre guillemets, his side with her, his website with her. So yes, I could be really great to have a meeting between us.
All right. I'll try to.
Try not Nicolas speak with her, and apparently they have a good discussion, a dialogue. A lot of person has tried, but here Nicolas, we have this opportunity. Maybe he will help us with Geraldine.
Well, to me, there's no problem with Geraldine at all.
So voilà, he might be speak for us and show her that we really don't, we are not what she's thinking about us. She's, I don't know, there is always a conflictual dialogue, Nicolas, between us. Wow, it's really hard to talk with her.
I think it's miscommunication somewhere. It's so easy to misunderstand each other when you can't really explain very good. And maybe we need a real-life meeting to straighten this. But
that's what I think. It's really too stupid to have this division in our group. It's really too stupid. We are working together for our future, and so it will be like Belgium. It must stay united.
Indeed, I'm not sure. Canaus, you might have seen this also. When they have proposed the date and time for the linguistics meeting, they were using this tool. Maybe we can use it also to determine a good date and maybe also a good place where we can meet.
You mean the Doodle site?
Ah, yes, that was it. Doodle. Maybe we can set up something of our own to see. To put the agendas next to each other, to have everyone in Belgium meet together.
Yeah, I can get myself free for a lot. So it's not really necessary for me, but I will adapt to the majority.
Then you can put everything in green.
Not everything.
Sorry, there are two questions going on. And one is on the chat, so can I, sorry, once again, I didn't listen really to you. So, I don't know what to say. Geoffroy, yes, we should. And maybe it begins with flyers. Do you see what I mean? Can I, sorry, can you re-explain with your...
You mean my last... My last contribution to the discussion?
Yes.
No, it's about... how do I say this? There is this kind of system. It's on the web. It's on the internet. It's a site called Doodle. And there you can fill in specific dates, specific hours that you can attend a meeting of any kind, and then you other people can do this as well, so you can see when what moment in time is most suited for most people. That's all.
Yeah, we shouldn't wait for this too long. We should have this fairly soon. I'm already on the Doodle website looking to book a few dates. I guess it would be best for everyone on the weekends.
Quelqu'un peut me traduire en français, s'il vous plaît?
Bien sûr. Il y a un site, ça s'appelle doodle.com. C'est un site qu'on peut utiliser pour... scheduler Nicolas, help us.
Agenda, un rapport avec l'agenda.
Oui, pour créer un agenda. Sur ce site-là, on peut, les gens peuvent cocher les heures ou les jours, les dates où ça leur va le mieux pour s'organiser plus facilement, comme ça. Alors là maintenant je suis en train de je suis sur le site, j'ai tenté de créer une chose comme ça et c'est un lien que ça va générer un lien et on le passe à tout le monde et tout le monde peut alors cocher les heures où ça leur va le mieux pour un meeting en vrai.
Génial. Can we find it also on our new website, those information?
Ah, yes, we must have it there also.
Great, it will be a really big tool, a good beginning.
Now, I guess if we are going to put this on Doodle, I guess we need some orientation as to more or less when we are going to do this. So perhaps indeed a weekend will be best, but is there anyone who is wanting to suggest a specific date or days around that date?
Well, I'm going to start marking up the weekends.
Yes, but are we talking about February or March? Or because I guess this is going to be before Z-Day.
Yes, and I would say as soon as possible. Not this weekend, but maybe we could, because it's too soon to organize, but I will select the next weekend and the weekend after that.
Sorry, but why will you mark the weekend? Il y a quelque chose que j'ai pas compris là.
Ah non, c'est alors.
Do you want to have a meeting in life?
Oui, c'est pour un meeting en vrai, en réalité. Et ce programme-là, ce site-là peut nous aider à organiser pour les agendas parce qu'on n'a aucune idée qui peut venir quand. Et c'est une manière, c'est pour faciliter l'organisation, pour voir quelle heure ou quel jour est le mieux pour quelqu'un. Et on prend, une fois que tout le monde a mis ses informations là-dedans, on peut voir la date et l'heure qui convient au plus maximum de personnes. Tu vas voir, c'est très facile, c'est très facile.
Oui, je vois. Mais oui, ok. Absolument. So, what is the question? It seems to be good.
Yes, I'm doing it right now.
Gilles le magicien. But while you are doing it, I wanted to speak about a Belgian coordinator. You see?
Un coordinateur, oui, baf. Je pense que nous tous, on peut être, tout le monde peut être un coordinateur. Everybody can be a coordinator if they want to. We all represent the same, so it's just a a matter of agenda?
The idea is to communicate with Pure Mind. He's the European coordinator, and it's to give good information in the two ways. It's not about laying the big boss. No, it's about giving the information about the Belgian chapter and the European chapter.
Well, if someone has the time to do this, who wants to take this on?
You are still talking about a position, sort of, for the international meeting, is that correct?
No, just in general, who should be the spokesperson chapter? But maybe we should wait until we have had a good real-life meeting, until we all get a little better, and get everyone together on the same side. Maybe there will be someone who wants to do this or has time for this and doesn't know what to do.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. And if I'm not mistaken, Gilbert has also asked if it were possible for the communications person for the international meetings and the coordinator of a chapter to be the same person, and if not, that he should be made aware of this specifically, because I think in most chapters the spokesman and the communications person on the international chapters meeting is the same.
Yeah, it's like politicians who do several things. Can they really be good at two things at the same time?
The international chapter meeting is purely communicational, it's not really a job, I think.
Well, I mean, you gotta be there, you gotta at least prepare a bit what you're gonna say, so, you know, it's half a job, I guess.
Yes, but in a way, I guess Geoffroy is already doing this in the wave. He's making some kind of resume of the meetings, and you can easily distill that out of these resumes. So if you have four resumes in a month, you can easily take the most important things out to mention on the international chapter meeting.
But I joined Canaeus. I had the same idea out as he spoke out his idea, and it will be good so the invasion won't take four or five other way. The information will be direct, and it's the best way to give the information back or away.
So I would like to suggest, as we have said before, that we just wait to the real world meeting in a few weeks then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any, how do you say that, any preference as to a location for this meeting?
Does anybody know Brussels?
No.
Me neither.
What did you say? Does somebody know Brussels?
Apparently.
Gilles, can you repeat that? Because you were just coming in and out.
Yes, where is it? That was a joke. It was a lame joke, sorry. No. Does anyone know any good places to meet with, I don't know, Nicolas, do you know how many people are in Geraldine's group?
There are many of them. No, seriously, I don't know.
Because we're about, I think we're at seven, something like that, seven, eight. If Geraldine's group also has the same number, then we might need to get a location that's big enough so we can all fit in there. Should it be some kind of a bar or something?
We could rent a Hummer limousine.
A what?
A Hummer limousine.
Yes.
Bien sûr, Nicolas.
I would prefer a yacht on a river or something.
On the north?
Yeah, to go with the flow.
I like that idea.
Hey, Mar... at the sea, it's not a bad idea. A bad idea. The sea is always nice. Always.
International waters. They can't hit us there, man.
That's what you think. I think they can hit us a lot easier on the sea than here.
Blub, 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 blub.
But I mean, I don't know, Mille-de-Kerque, Lombardside, Ostend.
Isn't this too far for you guys?
Where's far?
Ostend.
Why?
Because it's this. Okay, bad idea.
Think in the wave of the Belgium meeting, it's the doodle link for the agenda to forward it to everyone because it's on a different computer. I'm working with two laptops, one with the chat and one with the with the wave.
You are making a wave about doodle, double.
No, 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 no.
What you say?
No, 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 no. Passa, passa. Pour le meeting, j'ai créé le truc sur Doodle pour l'agenda. Mais le lien se trouve dans le Wave. Je sais pas si tout le monde le voit, sinon il faut le copier dans le TeamSpeak. Mais moi, je sais pas si c'est un autre ordinateur. Oui, voilà. Yes, Geoffroy, we have seen it. I will try to incorporate it to the website. It might be easier for us all also.
My doodle's all green.
If it continues like that, it will be very easy to organize something.
Wait, it's open. I see Oblivious and Canaeus. It means that I have to create an identity on this one.
Tu dois juste mettre ton nom en dessous de nos noms et tu coches les heures qui valent le mieux pour toi, pour ces jours-là, pour un meeting en real life. Comme ça, on a déjà une idée à quelle heure on peut organiser quelque chose et après ça, on peut voir où exactement. Peut-être je dois mettre dans le titre Brussels meeting.
So it's going to be in Brussels then.
I guess so. Most central point for everyone.
Okay.
Well, maybe not for everyone. If people live in Liège, that's far. It's pretty far for a meeting.
Yes, but it's still better than Ostend or Arlon.
Lisbonne.
I don't know. I don't know if I come by car. Brussels is so complicated. On Sunday, je sais pas. I have to think of.
Isn't there a train station in your neighborhood? Just asking.
Yes, I have one, but I'm far away, so Last day, I took six hours to come back from Liège, and I don't want to do it again.
Where exactly do you live? Was it Mons?
No, I live Philippeville. I'm close to France.
Yes, okay. But if it's in Brussels, it should be a good connection with the train, I guess. Well, I don't know Philippeville, but...
Until Charleroi, yes, there is a good connection. After, no.
Okay.
I've waited 4 hours outside just to come back in where I live.
I didn't get that.
Charleroi station, I took 4 hours to come
yes,
back where I
know.
Live.
I'm in Gilles.
Oh, pardon.
Oh, it was just a remark, sorry. Nothing important. I said, oh, that's bad.
Okay, I just saw the little blue dots lighting up and going down.
Yeah, the connection is not so great here. I don't know why. It's connected through cable. But yeah. Wankley, do you live? Can you write it in the chat? Because I don't know what you said.
Okay, wait. But Nicolas, did you see on the zeitgeist.fr there is somebody from Hainaut? He lives in Tournai, so as I know that you live also close to, I will say, voilà, I tell you, there is somebody on the zeitgeist.fr that comes in your, dans tes entourages, qui habite dans tes entourages.
Pécan, est-ce que le site Monde en éveil, ça n'existe plus, hein, c'est ça, hein? J'ai pas compris, t'avais dit c'est ça?
C'est Éveil Quest maintenant.
Et c'est toujours les mêmes gens qui sont.
Oui, on a fusionné en fait. On se regroupe.
Ok. Et ce sont vraiment des gens qui ont la mentalité de Zeitgeist Movement.
Justement, non, on... Oui. Et oui, il y en a. Et on essaie de rassembler les groupes là. Donc c'est un site qui essaie de rassembler les groupes, mais certes, oui. Il y a une bonne partie qui est pour Zeitgeist, mais maintenant on a remarqué que sur ce site-là, il y avait des gens de plusieurs petits groupes qui venaient, donc voilà, c'est. Je pense que ça va servir à ça avec le temps.
Ok. Alors c'est peut-être, je sais pas, c'est peut-être une bonne idée de passer le lien que Canaus a mis là dans le chat sur ce forum-là. Comme ça, les gens qui veulent venir ou peuvent venir à faire quelque chose pour Zidei ou pour parler, pour nous regrouper en réalité. I forgot I should just say this in English. And can you?
I didn't understand the English. It was just completely broken.
Oh, I was saying, did you understand what I just said in French?
Yes, more or less, yes.
Ok, alors Pécan, tu peux faire ça ou Nicolas, je sais pas si toi aussi t'es sur le forum.
Forum.
Le lien Doodle.
Oui, pour avoir un meeting en réalité avec les Flamands aussi.
Oui. What is Doodle alors?
Ah, c'est juste une manière pour organiser. Hein. Il faut juste, une fois que tu ouvres le lien, tu peux cocher les pour avoir un meeting.
Ok. Mais Zenitville, il n'y a pas... wait, I have to choose... voilà. There are not a lot of Belgian people. Two. Ah. And we have a big trouble with Monde en éveil because Derek, I don't know if you heard about him, but he seems to péter un câble.
Ah yes, he told us.
And il a effacé Monde en éveil, so voilà, we don't have them again. They are lost. There were five, but they are lost.
Ok, alors c'est peut-être mieux si le lien à les gens comme Darshounet, Géraldine, bien sûr, et Nicolas, tu peux voir avec Géraldine si elle veut faire un meeting avec nous en réalité, parce que ça c'est en fait, ça c'est le but de ce meeting, de se voir en réalité, les deux côtés.
Maria, pour Darshounet, c'est ok, on est là pour ça, donc y a
pas... Il s'est endormi, Nicolas.
Petite nature.
Ok, maintenant je vois où c'est Philippeville. Ouais, c'est vraiment... c'est assez proche de la frontière. Mais c'est pas encore la France, hein. Mais bon. Ok, bah je pense qu'on peut... qu'on a fini avec les meetings. Je vais m'endormir aussi. Pécan, si tu veux pas bien, de Dole. Ou genre francophone.
Ou genre...
Et Nicolas, si toi tu veux faire la même chose pour Géraldine, elle leur expliquer que c'est pour avoir un meeting tous ensemble. Oui, et on verra la prochaine fois. On a toujours Google Wave c'est pour se contacter, ou le forum maintenant. Alors je vous dis bonne nuit à tous, et je vous vois sur le forum, j'espère. Salut.
Bonne nuit. Ciao, ciao, Oblivious.
Et un autre merci pour tout le travail du website belge.
Mais bien sûr, je vous en prie.
Je vous en prie.
Et pour l'opinion aussi. Et donc, pour prendre le temps et le courage d'organiser les réunions aussi. Merci, Oblivious.